World Equal Pay Day will be marked for the first time in the Czech Republic today, with successful businesswomen among those attending events to draw attention to the gap in salaries between women and men. Statistics suggest the gender pay gap in this country is around 25%, i.e. on average Czech women earn one quarter less than Czech men. Earlier I spoke to Petr Pavlík, Associate Professor of Gender Studies at Charles University, and asked him more about the gender pay gap.
From my point of view, it's dramatic. I would say that it's dramatic in comparison with several advanced countries of the European Union, especially the Scandinavian countries, which usually have the lowest gap, pay gap between men and women.
And what would account for the difference in this country? Why is the Czech Republic different?
I would say that the main reason is that in Scandinavia, they do something about these things for almost 20 years now or 30 years now. They have targeted efforts to lower the gap. They have policies. They follow the policies and they do things which improve the gap, which, you know, the gap is connected with many things like horizontal segregation of labor market or with vertical segregation, which means that men usually are at the top positions, that the highest salaries. The horizontal means that women are in the jobs and occupations which are associated with femininity, and they are on average lower average salaries than in the occupation and jobs and sectors where men prevail.
Is that such a bad thing, though, Professor? I mean, women perform different functions, different roles in society than men, so surely one would expect that on average they would earn less.
Why would you expect that? I would say that, you know, if the work of women was valued as much as the work of men, you wouldn't see the differences. This, you know, implies that the work of women is somehow less valuable than the work of men.
Or perhaps, women obviously, sorry to interrupt you, women, you know, obviously go on maternity leave. They perhaps spend more time staying at home, looking after the children, and less time on advancing their careers. Does that not also explain the gap?
Why should this disadvantage women? You know, why don't we have policies which wouldn't work to the disadvantage of women because they go on maternity leave? Why don't men participate more on, you know, taking care of kids, taking care of families, etc.? You know, why do we have policies which put men into more advantageous position with respect to salaries? Which, of course, then means that if you have a man and a woman, something happens, they divorce, man walks away with a high salary, woman walks away usually with kids, with lower salary, with less qualification. So, you know, it's a question of policies. It's a question of how you think about equality and what you think is fair. And I think this is not fair.
And finally, do you think that this is a problem or a subject that receives sufficient attention from Czech politicians?
You can, I think, safely say that they don't pay any attention to this problem, that they don't basically care. Nobody cares. There are no policies which would try to do something about the gender pay gap. Actually, we have some policies which try to hide the gender pay gap. There is a long-term, you know, strategy of Czech Statistical Office which tries to hide the gap by publishing the gap in mediums of salaries, not in average salaries, which it works the way that, you know, the gender pay gap seems several percent smaller than it actually is.
And that was